愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
今天晚上跟大家来学习保罗的眼泪。
This evening, I'd like to study with you the topic, the Paul's tears.
请我们来看哥林多前书第十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。这一节圣经节哈，如果我们把后面遮掉就变成你们应该效法我。
If we take off the second part of the verse, it would just say imitate me.
那个效法就是把保罗当做一个标杆，当做一个榜样，这样来学习。
To imitate Paul would mean treating Paul as our ultimate goal of imitation and treating him as our model.
那如果后面这个遮掉的话，保罗变成偶像了。
So if we take off the second half of the verse, then Paul is telling us to treat him as an idol.
那他已经取代了神的地位。
Because he would have taken God's place.
所以保罗在哥林多前书说，效法人不可超过。这个圣经所记的。
Therefore, in another part in 1 Corinthians, Paul reminds us not to imitate anyone above what the Scripture tells us.
所以有时候我们效法人哈，后面那句把它遮掉，变成教会有偶像。
So if we take off the second half of the verse and start imitating different people in the church, we begin to worship idols in the church.
这是我们应该要避免的。
And that is something we have to avoid.
那如果我们把前面遮掉。
Now, if we take off the first half of the verse,
我效法基督。
And it would now read, I imitate Christ.
当然，这是我们最后的目标。
Of course, that is our ultimate goal.
但是我们常常觉得基督是道成肉身的。
Christ is the word that has become flesh.
他是神成为人。
He is God who has become man.
我是人，我怎么去效法基督？
We are human beings. How can we possibly imitate Christ?
所以还没有开始，我们就有一个障碍，这个不可能。
So even before we begin to try, we are faced with the hurdle of the impossibility.
那这个两句合在一起就刚刚好。
But when we put both parts of the verses verse together, they work just well, just fine.
你要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
保罗跟我们一样，是一样性情的人。
Paul, like us, have human nature.
他能够效法基督。
He was able to imitate Christ.
到一个程度说，我活着就是基督。
He was able to do so until he said, for me to live is Christ.
那我们现在就去效法保罗，从他的书信看他怎么做，那我们来学习他。这样来效法基督。
From Paul's epistles, we can learn to imitate Paul. We can understand what he had done, and therefore imitate Christ in turn.
那这样看起来就是可行的，不是不可行的。
Therefore, from this we know that this goal is reachable.
因为他跟我们都是一样的人。
Because Paul is just like us.
那我们在保罗的书信里面看到保罗有一点值得我们来学习。
From Paul's epistles, there is one thing that we can learn as a lesson.
就是他常常流眼泪。
And that is, he often shed tears.
有的人很刚强，一生没有流过什么眼泪。
Some people are very strong, they seldom cry in their lives.
所以你要叫他流眼泪很难。
It's difficult to tell them to be in tears.
但是如果我们真的效法了保罗。
But if we truly imitate Paul.
好像保罗效法基督一样。
As he imitated Christ,
那我们叫一个人不要流眼泪也很难。
Then it's difficult not to shed tears.
所以有时候我们常常想我们在教会做圣工有没有流过眼泪
？We can ponder when we serve in the church, do we ever shed tears?
如果没有流过眼泪，可能我们还没有效法保罗。
If we have never been in tears, then perhaps we haven't learned to imitate Paul.
就像保罗效法基督那样。
We haven't imitated Paul as he imitated Christ.
圣经里面没有记载一处主耶稣笑。
In the Bible, it doesn't record ever that Jesus laughed.
但是记载三次主耶稣哭了。
But three times it recorded that Jesus wept.
这个让我们知道说，保罗效法基督 圣经是有记载啊，主耶稣是流泪的。
So it is actually according to the Bible for Paul to be in tears as an imitation of Christ.
啊，我想啊，从圣经三方面来查考保罗的眼泪。
So I'd like to share with you in three parts about Paul's tears.
好，我们先来看诗篇一百二十六篇。
Please turn to Psalm 126.
啊，诗篇一百二十六篇。
Psalm 126.
第五节
，verse five
啊，诗篇一百二十六篇第五节
，Psalm 126 verse five，
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。第六节
，six，
那带着种啊流泪出去的，不要欢欢乐乐的带着禾捆回来。这个是在讲农夫，当然也是在讲我们属灵的事情。
Well, this verse refers to farmers. It also refers has a spiritual significance.
这个农夫流泪撒种，代表他经历很多的辛苦啊，来耕种他的田地。
When it says the farmer sows in tears, it is a description of the toil and labor.
啊，但是后来哦，在收成的季节，你要看他啊，很丰富的收成，他要享受啊收成的美好而喜乐。
But at harvest time, because of the bountiful harvest he reaps, he will rejoice.
那今天神交代我们那个种子是有生命的种子。
Today, the seeds that God has entrusted to us are seeds with life.
就是神的话。
And that is the word of God.
就是福音。
And that is the gospel.
那这个种子啊，已经啊交在我们每一个人的手里面。
And these seeds have been given.Or entrusted to everyone.
啊，所以主耶稣升天以前吩咐我们说，哦，我们要往普天下去传福音，路带门徒。
Before he went back to heaven, the Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to go into the world, to make disciples of all nations.
每一个得圣灵的都是受神的差遣。
Everyone who has received the Holy Spirit has been sent by God.
我们像一个农夫带着啊救恩的种子，要到处去撒种。
Like a farmer, we carry the seeds of the gospel to go everywhere to spread it.
但是有时候我们常常发现我们没有办法啊，在收割当中来欢呼。
But oftentimes, we do not experience joy when we try to reap.
那有时候我们就会检讨到底什么原因。
So we examine ourselves as to what is the reason.
啊，到底是做得不够呢？方法上有问题呢？
Could it be because of the way we did things?
啊，那到最后我们看到这节圣经节给我们一点点啊，一个线索来思想。
But this verse gives us a clue.
啊，什么叫做流泪撒种
？What does it mean to sow in tears?
啊，这个泪啊，流泪啊，人的眼泪是跟人的心是连在一起的。
Our tears are very much connected with our hearts.
所以这个流泪在撒种啊，是代表一个人的心啊，不但是手在撒，他的心。啊，也跟着去的。
To sow in tears means that you not only sow with your hands, but you also sow with your heart.
那他就会欢呼来收割。
Those who sow in such a way will reap in joy.
所以我们在教会做圣工，不是说我被排到了，我就去做吧。
When we work in the church, it is not because we have been assigned only.
当然这也很好啊。
Of course, that in itself is a good reason.
但是做圣工的可贵是我们用心去做。
But what makes our service most valuable is because we do so with our heart.
因为神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
当我们用心去做，我们神就感觉到神跟我们同在。
When we serve with our hearts, we can feel God's presence.
我们现在看保罗所流的撒种流所流的泪。
Let's look at Paul's tears when he sowed.
我们先来看使徒行传二十章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章
，Acts chapter 20。
二十章的十九节
，verse 19。
我们大概从十八节开始
Let's start with verse 18。
他们来的，保罗就说。你们知道，自从我们到亚细亚的日子，在你们中间始终为人如何？十九节
，19。
服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试验。我们看到这个，保罗知道他宣道的这个 日子大概已经快要结束了。
Paul realized that his days of ministry were close to an end.
他现在经过这个要去经过以弗所，但是不行啊，他就请这个以弗所长老来。
He wanted to go to Ephesus, but he could not, so he invited the elders from Ephesus to come over.
那这一段圣经啊，是最后跟以弗所教会的长老讲的一段话。
This passage records Paul's words to the Ephesian elders as a farewell message.
这个是非常重要的一段话。
This was a very important message.
那从这段话里面，我们可以看到保罗做圣工的态度。
Paul's words reflect his attitude in serving.
所以在我们刚刚读的十九节说，服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
In verse 19, he said, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears.
但是如果我们这一句话我们仔细想，为什么他会眼中流泪？
Let's think, why did he have many tears?
我们这一句话也可以跟下面连在一起想。
Perhaps we can connect that to the following words.
因犹太人的谋害经历试炼，所以也就是说传福音受到逼迫很痛苦，所以保罗多多流泪。
And trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, so we may think that his tears were because he suffered a lot.
这个是我们做圣工的第一种眼泪。
This, of course, is the first kind of tears that we have in our service.
我们做的工作没有办法被人了解或者被人接受。
When people misunderstand us or don't accept what we do,
或者受到逼迫,
or when they oppose us,
那我们觉得很孤单, 我们流泪。
When we feel lonely, we may be in tears.
那这有可能我们流泪的一个原因。
That could be a reason for our tears.
但是如果我们仔细看这个《使徒行传》二十章哦，好像保罗流泪的原因不是这样。
But if we look at the entire chapter of chapter 20,We see that is not really the main reason for Paul's tears.
为什么？首先我们来看二十四节。
Why is that? Let's read verse 24.
从二十三节开始。
Verse 23.
但知道有圣灵在各城向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。二十四节。
24.
我却不以性命为念，不以不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就。我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。这个地方啊，有很多人已经被圣灵感动，告诉保罗啊，有捆锁跟患难在等待他。
The Holy Spirit had moved certain members to tell Paul that tribulations were awaiting him.
那如果保罗是为着我们刚刚所说这个原因因为做圣工的苦，犹太人的谋害来流泪，那保罗就会怕得不得了。
If Paul's tears were really due to the sufferings, the physical sufferings he had gone through, then knowing these tribulations, he would have been in great fear.
如果你带一个小孩子去散步，他很怕狗，他马上哭起来了。
When you take a child to take a walk, and if the child is afraid of a dog, he will cry.
那你勉强载他走，他哭得更大声了。
And if you force him to follow you, he will cry even harder.
但是保罗说，我不以性命为念。
Paul says here that none of these things move me because I do not count my life dear to myself.
也不看为宝贵。只要圣工做完神交托我的职分成就，那就可以了。
He says, so that I may finish my race and the ministry which I have received from the Lord.
所以从这一段圣经我们知道保罗前面那个流泪不是因为犹太人的谋害。
From the context, we understand that Paul's tears was not because of the sufferings that the Jews had added upon him.
那是为什么？
So what causes tears?
我们看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。这个应该是真正的原因。
This is where the reason lies.
所以保罗流泪不是因为自己，是因为教会的。他说要牧养教会的信徒。
Paul often wept, not because of himself, but because of the believers in the church.
那我们在《使徒行传》里面看到保罗这个三年之久昼夜不住的流泪大概有两个阶段。
When Paul said that for 3 years he preached to them in tears, that those 3 years can consist of two phases.
啊，第一个阶段就是要让这个神的道扎在心里面，这个相花的相当的多的功夫。
During the phase of his first phase of his ministry, he planted the word of the gospel in their hearts to take and have that rooted be rooted in them.
啊，所以在使徒行传十九章啊，这里说保罗啊来到以弗所。
In chapter 19, it tells us that Paul came to Ephesus.
那二十章这里是对以弗所的长老讲的。
And the message in verse 20 was a message to the elders.
啊，那这个保罗到以弗所第八节开始进了会堂啊，放胆讲道三个月，辩论神国的事情，劝化众人。
And it tells us in chapter 19, verse 8, that he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
啊，第九节啊，有些人心刚硬，就在众人毁谤这个道。
In verse 9, it tells us that some were hardened and spoke evil of the way.
啊，保罗就离开他们。
Paul departed from them.
啊，然后保罗在啊推拉奴的学房天天辩论。
And in the school of Tyrannus, he reasoned with those people daily.
哦，然后啊，第十节说这样有两年之久。
And verse 10 tells us that he did this for 2 years.
让犹太人、希腊人都听见主的道。
So that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
所以保罗要在以弗所这个地方啊，把福音传开来，这不是这么简单。
For Paul to spread the gospel in this region, it was a difficult task.
所以在他的书信里面啊，保罗啊提到他常常为着福音的门啊来祷告。
That's why in his epistles, he often requested prayer or intercession so that the door of the gospel may be opened to him.
求神能够开传道的门。
He asked God to open the door for the word.
当我们很关心一个人的得救。
If we are concerned about someone's salvation,
我们会为他的得救祷告。
We will pray for that person's salvation.
如果我们非常爱着一个人。
If we truly love someone,
我们甚至会流泪祷告。
We will pray for that person in tears.
这个就是保罗的眼泪。
This is the reason for Paul's tears.
他希望啊，神的福音能够在以弗所能够拓展开来。
Paul could only wish that the word of God be spread in Ephesus.
所以他真的是流泪在撒种。
He sowed in tears.
真的，神的道也在那里建立起来。
And because of that, the word of God was firmly established in that area.
那在以弗所里面，保罗进到第二个阶段。
In Ephesus, he later went into the second phase of his ministry.
就是怎么在教会里面呢？建立这个教会
，which was to build up the church。
所以在二十章的三十一节说，三年之久不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。
In verse 31, he said, "For 3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears."
这个你们就是指着以弗所的长老。
You refers to the elders of Ephesus。
那保罗去那里传道以后，住了三年，他就要离开了。
After 3 years of his service in Ephesus, Paul had to leave.
那现在要把这个工作要交代给他们。
And he entrusted the work to these people.
如果保罗没有建立以弗所教会，他走了之后，这个教会就垮下来。
If Paul failed to establish the church in Ephesus, the church would have collapsed after he left.
所以这个三年很重要。这个三年他要培养教会里面的柱石人才。
So those were 3 critical years in which he had to build up the pillars in the church.
好像一个房子里面那个柱子啊，把它建立起来。
As if a builder of a house has to first erect the pillars for the house.
那本来这个圣工都是靠保罗一个人撑住的。
Originally, the work was placed on Paul's shoulders alone.
那是他现在流泪劝诫这些工人。那他走了之后，这些工人就能够把圣工撑起来。
But later, he continued to train and warn the workers of God so that after he left, they could shoulder up the work.
因此这个三十一节说三年之久昼夜不住的流泪这个跟建立教会有关系。
So in verse 31, when he said he continued to warn everyone with tears, he was building the church.
那为什么建立教会会流泪？
Why would he be in tears when building up the church?
我们看二十章的二十节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 20.
你们知道，凡是与你们有益的，我没有一样委必不说的，或者在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。这里保罗说有凡是对你们有益的，我没有一样，我没有讲。
Paul said, I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you.
我们知道小孩子吃奶。
Babies have to drink milk.
但是大人就吃干粮。
But the adults eat solid food.
所以对这个以弗所的长老，他们要来带领这个教会，保罗需要给他们干粮。
In order for the elders of Ephesus to shoulder up the work of the church, Paul had to first feed them with solid food.
那这个干粮就是与你们有没有一样违避不说？为什么有一些话我们不会想呢？因为有一些话讲了，自己感觉到不好，可能听的人也感觉不好。
Paul did not keep back anything that was helpful. Sometimes we keep back things because we don't want to hurt other people.
所以让大家的感觉都很好，那最好。
We want everybody to feel good.
但是如果我们大家都常常感觉很好，就是表示有时候我们常常觉得我没有问题，所以我感觉很好。
But when everybody feels very good all the time, that means they're not aware of the problems that they're facing.
那如果我们觉得说自己啊灵性上还需要进步的地方，或者说我们还有哪里要进步，有时候我们就感觉不太好。
But oftentimes when we see our own inadequacies and rooms for improvement, we don't feel very good.
但是这样我们才能够一直在进步。
But only because of that we want to change and improve.
那保罗要改变他们，这不是简单的。人要改变，这不是简单的。
It wasn't easy for Paul to change them, nor anyone to change anyone else.
那最有力量的改变不是用命令的，是用爱来感化。
And the most powerful way to change someone is not through a command, but through actions of love.
所以保罗说，我昼夜三年不住的流泪劝诫你们，就是用神的爱。
So when Paul said, for 3 years, I never ceased to warn you in tears, he did so with God's love.
那这三年确实把教会建立起来。
And true enough, during those 3 years, he was able to establish the church.
所以他在教会里面拣选的可以拣选一些工人，能够被神所用能够托付圣工的担子在上面。
And in the church, he selected the workers of God who were trustworthy and gave them the responsibility.
那这个36节是保罗做工的一个也可以说他做工到底到什么程度的一个指标啊。36节。
Verse 36 gives us a way to measure the result of Paul's work.
我们看36节。
Verse 36.
保罗说完这个话就跪下众人祷告。37节。
37.
众人痛哭抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。38节，叫他们最伤心的就是说，以后不能再见我的面。那句话于是送他们上船了。这里讲两个这里在讲众人抱着保罗痛哭
It tells us here that they all wept and fell on Paul's neck.
在前面保罗已经流泪流了三年了。
Prior to this, Paul had been weeping for 3 years.
那这个三年完了之后，现在保罗要走，众长老在流泪了。
At the end of the 3 years, when Paul was leaving, it was the elders' turn to weep.
为什么这些长老会流泪
？Why did they weep？
因为他们知道保罗真的爱他们。
They knew that Paul loved them truly.
他们知道保罗在那里对他们的教导真的是对他们有帮助。
They knew that all the teachings that Paul had given to them were for their good.
现在保罗说，我不能再见你们，就是好像会失去一个这么好的一个教导的人。
When Paul told them that they would see his face no more, they were losing an important instructor in the truth.
所以我们在教会做圣工非常奇妙，如果我们用心去做，会反应，会有一个回应。
There's something miraculous in serving in church. When we put our heart into something, we will see a response.
一个慕道朋友，你如果用心去带领他有一天他明白道理，他会回应。
When you put your heart and your love into guiding a truth seeker, he will one day appreciate and respond.
在教会里面，我们用心去带领来做圣工，有时候信徒会回应。
When you really put your heart in leading the congregation of the church, they will also respond.
那神也会回应。
God will also respond.
那个回应就是我们的满足，就是我们的安慰。
And such response brings us comfort and reward.
所以保罗三年流泪，这不是这么简单，这是效法基督的心来。
It was indeed not easy for Paul to be in tears for 3 years. He was a true imitator of Christ.
我们现在再看哥林多教会，哥林多后书第二章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
好，我们先看哥林多前书，再看后书。
Let's first read 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
15节。
Verse 15.
你们学基督，师父虽然有10,000，为父的却不多。因为我们在基督 耶稣里用福音生了你们。啊，这个地方说我们学基督，啊，师父有一万，为父的却不多。
We may have, it tells us here that there may be 10,000 instructors in Christ, but not many, are fathers.
那这个为父跟师父有什么不同？
What's the difference between instructors and fathers?
有一个很大的不同，就是他的心态不一样。
One main difference is their mentality.
这个师父，这是一种职业。
Being an instructor is a profession.
但是为父，这不是职业。
But being a father is not.
为父是有爱心的。
Being a father involves love.
那要做师父不是很困难。
It's not that hard to be an instructor.
我们参加了讲习会，参加传道者训练班完，你就可以当师父了。
After you attend some trainings and seminars, you can become an instructor.
但是要做父亲不是这么简单。
But it's not that easy to be a father.
有时候我们做着一辈子父亲，还是天天在学习。
Sometimes even after being a father for many years, we still have to learn how to be a better father.
怎么让我们能够更成长，做一个更好的父亲？
We have to learn how to grow and become better in being a father.
那为什么父亲常常觉得要一直进步？
Why do fathers feel that they have to always grow?
因为我们知道我们的孩子在我们的手里面。
Because we understand that our children are in our trust.
我们知道，我们爱我们的孩子。
And we know that we love our children.
我们希望我们把我们的孩子带到正确的方向。
We want to lead our children onto the right path.
所以我们常常觉得说啊，我还不够，我需要进步。
That's why we often feel inadequate.
那使我的孩子也能够跟着我一起进步。
We want to be better so that our children can be better too.
那这个是父亲呢？
That is what a father is.
那保罗在哥林多教会他说我是用福音生你们。
Paul told the Corinthian members that he had given them birth through the gospel.
所以十四节说我警戒你们好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
In verse 14, he said, I write these things as my beloved children, I warn you.
这个父亲在警戒孩子，虽然讲得很严厉，但是里面是爱在里面。
When the father rebukes his children, it may seem very stern, but he is doing so out of love.
但是师父在警戒学生不一定是这样。
But this is not necessarily true for the instructor when he instructs his students.
那在问题很多的哥林多教会，保罗是做父亲的。
And in this church filled with all kinds of problems, Paul was a father to them.
所以他流很多眼泪。
That's why he shed many tears.
我们看哥林多后书第二章。
Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书的第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我先前心里难过，痛苦多多，流泪写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。这里保罗在提到他的心
The Paul depicts his love.
这里说心里难过，多多流泪，写信给你们。
He wrote to them out of much affliction and anguish of heart, and with many tears.
所以我们知道保罗他在带领哥林多教会，他知道哥林多教会如果从前书来看恩赐口才都全备。
According to Paul's epistle to the first epistle to the Corinthians, we know that the church in Corinth was filled with all kinds of gifts.
但是哥林多教会里面纷争结党。
But in the church, there was much division and faction.
有淫乱的事。
There was sexual immorality.
然后有吃拜偶像的事。
People were eating food offered to idols.
那有因为恩赐而混乱的事。
There was confusion because of their diverse gifts.
所以这个教会里面很多问题。
There were many problems in this church.
那保罗就写了很严厉的信责备他们。
So Paul wrote the epistle in a very stern tone.
那个严厉是出于爱。
But that stern tone comes from his love.
是叫希望他们能够回头来再一次得到神的恩典。
Paul hoped that they would repent and receive God's grace again.
所以第四节说我是多多流泪写信给你们。
So verse 4 tells us that he wrote to them with many tears.
那这是是出于我对你们格外的疼爱。
And this was because he loved them so abundantly.
所以后来我们知道哥林多教会确实有改变了。
Later, as we know, the Corinthians improved.
因为保罗的信就改变了。
And they were changed because of Paul's epistle.
所以这个保罗的眼泪确实很有功效。
Paul's tears were very effective and powerful.
感动了以弗所教会的信徒。
These tears touched the hearts of the Ephesian members.
所以他们就各种从各种问题当中就一直在进步。
They touched the hearts of the Corinthian members who gradually improved from their problems.
在爱中不断建立自己，教会一直在成长。
They continued to build themselves up in love, and the church continued to grow.
这个可以让我们知道我们教会应该怎么做，能够一直在进步。
So this serves as a model for us to understand how we can help the church grow and be strong.
那如果我们效法保罗这样，我们也会一直在进步。
If we imitate Paul, the church will likewise grow.
那保罗也可以用刑杖，但是他不用。
Paul could have used a rod to chastise them, but he did not.
因为他是父亲。
Because he was a father.
有哪一个父亲愿意轻易打孩子呢？
Which fathers would like to always enjoy beating their children?
爱是凡事盼望。
Love hopes all, in all things.
所以保罗流泪劝诫他们，他们就变。
Because of Paul's instructions and reminders through love and through tears, these people were changed.
我们再看第三个保罗的眼泪。
Let's look at the third example of Paul's tears.
我看腓立比书第一章。
Please read first Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人。这是神可以给我做见证的。这里保罗说，我切切想念你们众人。
Paul said, "How greatly I long for you."
这腓立比教会是保罗宣道旅程建立的一个教会。
The church at Philippi was one of the churches Paul established during his missionary journeys.
那他在写腓立比书已经到达传道的末期。
When he wrote the epistle to the Philippians, he had reached come to an end of his ministry.
所以这一段时间跟他去开拓建立的时候，应当有一段期间了。
So this great span of time must have lapsed between now, when he wrote the epistle and the establishment of the church.
这一段期间，保罗对腓立比教会的想念没有减少。
But during this long period of time, Paul's affection and love for them never reduced.
这个就是有一种属灵的爱在里面。
This was because of his spiritual love for them.
所以这个第八节说，因为有基督的心肠切切在我里面，所以我就想念你们，因为有基督的心在里面。
So in verse 8, he said, "How greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ."
所以如果我们每个人都有基督的心你没有来教会很难过的，因为基督的心是爱的。
If we have the affection and the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts, when we don't come to church, we will feel terrible because God's love fills us.
我们教会的信徒是弟兄姐妹。
The members in church are our brothers and sisters.
所以有神的爱，我们就很想要看到他们，我们看到他们就会很高兴。
Because of God's love in us, we want to see them, we want to greet them, and when we see them, we're happy.
所以如果一个人不想来教会，也不会怎么感觉，来到教会看到弟兄姊妹也没有感觉，那很可能神的爱已经没有在他里面。
If a person feels nothing when he doesn't come to church or when he sees brothers and sisters in Christ, perhaps God's love is no longer in him.
那因为基督的爱在他里面了，所以三章十八节保罗就流泪。
Because Paul had the affection of Jesus Christ, according to chapter 3, verse 18, Paul was in tears.
好，我们看十八节。
Verse 18.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你，现在又流泪告诉你们。十九节。
19.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚子，他们专以自己的羞辱为荣耀，以地上的事为念。这里保罗看到腓立比教会有一些信徒确实信仰有问题。
Paul knew that some of the Philippian believers had problems in their faith.
保罗说，我流泪的告诉你们。
Paul said, "I told you, I even weeping."
为什么保罗会流泪
？Why did Paul weep？
因为基督的心在他里面。
It was because of the affection of Jesus Christ in his heart.
主耶稣希望人人都得救，不希望有一个人沉沦。
Our Lord Jesus Christ wants to see everyone saved, and he does not wish to see anyone perish.
所以他看到腓立比教会有一些人行事为人是基督十字架的仇敌，这很严重啊。
So when he saw the serious sin of the people who were enemies, who walked as the enemies of the cross of Christ.
但是保罗说劝诫你们，告诉你们。
Paul exhorted them and warned them.
这个结局是沉沦的。
That the end of such life is destruction.
所以保罗有基督的心，因此他流泪。
Paul wept because he had the affection of Christ.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。二十一节。
21.
他要按着我们的能力，叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，与他自己荣耀的身体相似。这里在讲做基督徒一个荣耀的盼望。
This is about the glorious hope of a Christian.
那看到当时腓立比教会有一些人的结局是沉沦，保罗有一种基督的爱在里面，当然保罗就流泪。
So when he saw how some of the Christians were heading towards destruction, the affection of Christ in Paul's heart stirred him to weep.
所以我们可以从保罗书信里面看到保罗做圣工的心态是什么。
So from Paul's writings in his epistles, we can understand Paul's attitude in serving.
他确实有基督的心在里面。
Indeed, he had the love of Jesus Christ.
这是我们需要学习的。
And this is something we need to imitate.
在宣道的工作需要流泪。
In preaching the gospel, we need to do so in tears.
在牧养建立教会的工作有时候需要流泪。
In nurturing and building up the church, we also need to be in tears.
有时候对在信仰行为上有问题的信徒我们也需要流泪。
And sometimes towards those who are drifting away or those who are weak in faith, we also need to be in tears.
当我们流泪我们就可以看到神在带领。
When we weep with tears, we will see God's guidance.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
能够流出眼泪就是有神的爱才流得出来。
It's only because God's love is in our hearts that we are able to have shed tears.
但是在腓立比书我们看到保罗充满着喜乐。
But in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, we also see that he was filled with joy.
因为在另一方面呢，神会安慰神会带领。
Because at the same time, God himself will comfort and guide us.